T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I don't know that we've mentioned this month much, and if we have, I've slept on it. But NBC Sports Washington's replaying our show from 6 to 10. I've been getting texts from people that are catching us at night.
Mm-hmm.
You can always catch the replay 6 to 10 p.m.
And we're getting paid double because of that, right?
Yeah. Sure we are. 2x0, EB.
Yeah.
Last I checked, that's zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to mention that because I got a couple texts from people who happened to
Although
check
last
it out
night, I clicked on it, can't remember what time, 7:30, 8 o'clock, right before I ran down to tape Time and Room. And Julie was on with a bunch of people, and they were doing some Redskins thing. So even though we were on the guide,
yeah, the menu.
Yeah, Julie was doing something Redskins related or Washington football team related.
Well, I mean,
I saw they did a
started.
Daily. Yeah. I saw they did the daily training camp with. It wasn't Julie. Jeez, I feel terrible. I've forgotten her name. They did it with the crew from the show that comes on like late at night.
Yeah,
and I'm terrible.
Yeah.
I think her name's Alexa Hall.
Okay. Yeah, Alexa Hall. Yeah.
With like Nick Ashew, Wes Hall. Yeah, so they were
speaking
doing that.
Speaking of NBC Sports Washington, you can see if you're looking. Can you?
I was
that?
Wondering if you had that. I was going to bring that up.
Very good.
I got
double ringing it. That's rare because Jason never wears like a wedding ring. He never has jewelry on his hand.
Look at that.
Doesn't that feel silly to put that on? Now, did you get
that?
CK.
I met CK at the Reston Sound Town Center yesterday, and he gave me the box.
Right.
Very nice.
Isn't that silly? Did you
get
the Nats? Hold
on,
JP. Did you get the Nats ring to fit your middle finger, or it just happens to fit both? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think I just used the same
Size as
the
before.
The same size as the caps.
There's no way because I have mine. I always wear it. There's no way I could get it to fit on my middle finger, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, the caps ring is now a pinky ring when I rock them both.
Nice.
What were you going to say, JP?
It's amazing how much bigger the Nats ring is.
I know. It's amazing.
It's like double the size.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was going to say that the Caps ring is actually really, really nice. But right next to the Nats ring, it gets dwarfed.
Yeah. The Caps ring you can wear and it not be a joke. When you wear this somewhere, I mean, you're just screaming for attention. You know, like I wore it to CVS the other day by mistake.
You're looking for the ADs.
Yeah, I'm not. I actually like to just wear it on the show.
I actually went over to Springfield Toyota, Priority Toyota in Springfield yesterday, right?
Nice.
So I had to swap out my Avalon. I got the new 2020 Avalon TRD. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, and I was in the GM's office. We had lunch, Anthony Woods, and I brought the ring in there because I had already picked it up, and I went straight from Reston to the dealership. So I had to take it out of the car. So I had it in a box.
Right.
And I opened it up. I showed him. And then all these guys from, like, service and sales, they wanted to come in and wear it. I was worried. I let two guys take a picture with it. I was worried the whole time they were going to drop it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I could handle that. I scrape it. Like, if I'm in the kitchen or something, I scrape it on stuff all the time. It's so big. It's huge.
It is big. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. It is. It's fun to wear, though.
Did you guys read the details about the shark attack in Maine?
I didn't read the details. I just heard that she was screaming.
I did.
Yeah, so I mean, she was attacked, I think, she was 60 feet away from the shore. I mean, she wasn't, like, super far out and was attacked.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's terrifying.
Julie Hollowock was her name, 63 years old. She was swimming just behind her adult daughter when the attack occurred. There were two kayakers nearby who paddled out to her, but the shark got her. She was, like he said, just 15 yards off the shoreline on Bailey Island. I think one of the witnesses said that you could hear her beforehand giggling and laughing, and then she just started screaming for help.
Well, 60 feet is kind of far.
I was just at the beach, and I know that I was 50 to 75, feet.
You were that far out?
It's really not that far.
I usually stay like to chest and kind of bob up and down and then ride a wave.
I could still walk in it, like the water wasn't near over my head. But I mean, you're 50 to 75 feet out without even thinking about it.
Well, like where you are in Kiowa, there's like no waves, right?
I mean, they're relatively small, but there's still critters swimming around in there. And you just got kind of crossing your fingers.
I could see you going out further because there aren't waves. Like in Ocean City, if you're 60 feet out there, you're getting pummeled by waves. Sure. You're just getting punked.
Yeah.
So she was in Maine. So I don't know what the water's like.
Was this a great white? Do they know if it was
great
a
great white attack? Yeah.
It was their first deadly shark attack ever in the state of Maine.
It's unbelievable that a great white was that far north.
Yeah.
But you know what? They've been more prevalent in like off the coast of Massachusetts, Cape Cod, up in that region. There've been more of them of late, and this is sadly the latest example of it. Well, I think there was a swimmer killed off of Cape Cod in 2018 by a great white.
Yeah. Right.
So they're there.
Yeah, but I don't think it's
terrifying.
It's infrequent.
Of course. But it's no less terrifying.
Yeah.
For a 12-foot great white shark, you just come up and basically bite your leg off or, bite your leg so severely you're just going to bleed out if you make it back to shore.
Well, that's
terrifying.
By the way, think of the courage of the people that went into the water that was full of blood to retrieve her body. Right? Don't sharks? Sharks are attracted by blood, right?
Yeah, sure. Of course they are.
Yeah.
They can sense it probably 10 miles away.
It's funny you say that because I saw, it was some story about shark. Maybe it was on like Discovery Channel or something, and they were talking about some shark attack like 50 years ago, and somebody was getting eaten by a shark and blood everywhere, and then like a good Samaritan ran in there to try to save him. Ate that person too.
Right.
Yeah. Show. Yeah,
because
I don't know.
The first shark may attack, the blood's in the water, and then if there are other sharks nearby, they sense the movement in the water, they smell the blood, and they're drawn right to it.
Well, that is their home. How are they drawn to... Can sharks... See, I don't know anything about sharks. Can sharks see, or they just smell? What's their deal?
Their smell is much better than their vision. I used to be a de facto shark expert.
All right, so you're the shark expert.
They can smell blood, probably a drop of blood miles away.
So what are they... are they attracted? Did they?
Was she in the water?
The woman.
Or was she in like?
Well,
on a raft?
They're theorizing that she was wearing a wetsuit and her daughter was not, and they think that because the shark may have seen the wetsuit as like mistook her body for that of like a seal or a larger animal in the water.
Oh, I thought it was a silly seal.
Right.
Well, apparently seals have been washing up on shore in Maine with all kinds of shark bites in them.
Oh, they're just getting pummeled.
They said on Sunday, which is the day before, there was a seal with a 19-inch bite mark, likely from a great white, which washed ashore about 7 miles.
I think I've heard this before on Shark Week or whatever, but I don't think sharks like the taste of human flesh. I don't think they will.
They don't seek it out, but they will bite to figure out what it is.
No, I know they'll bite, but I don't know if they'll bite and then eat it.
I guess if they're hungry enough, they will. I don't know.
I've heard that many times.
Right.
Let's go back to the phones. It is open line Thursday if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067 is the number.
Yeah, let's go to Jay, line two, in Winchester if he's still there. Jay, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junkies.
Good morning, Jay.
So I called. I'm watching you guys on TV, and Cake's already fixed it. But I was nicknaming him Cakes the Hugger. Because of the way he was wearing his headphones all cocked to the side.
That's usually a JP bit. The ill-fitting headphones.
I don't know what he was doing, man. He literally looked like Bruce the Hugger. If I had to imagine him wearing headphones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, hold on. Let me adjust these. Let's see. Is that better?
Better now on TV? I'm delayed a little bit. I don't know if you messed them up again, but
I may have.
One side looks higher than the other.
Yeah, these are not great headphones. These are kind of nubs.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if the head was crooked or it was the headphones.
Right.
Then I had another thing. I was asking if I was talking to Drab, and I was wondering if he could play. Do you guys remember the guy that would do those reads and he couldn't say Dunkin' Donuts?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that guy?
Pumpkin Spice.
I was just hoping you guys could play that because that cracks me up. Either that or when that one lady you guys interviewed called Lurch a loser.
Oh, yeah.
That was the actress.
I can't remember her name.
No.
Gina Gershon.
Gina Gershon.
You're such a loser. Yeah.
Because I told her I wanted to decimate it.
So hold on. You want your own sound clips? Is that what you're asking for?
I just want to get a laugh, and I'm hoping you guys would play. Either that or when Dukes lost his mind, there was a girl that was doing reads for you guys. I don't know if she was doing traffic or weather. There was a girl that was doing it, and he went nuts and said she should be fired because she couldn't talk on air.
Who's he talking about?
I don't know.
He's calling back all these things.
By the way, you want your own like personal replay machine?
Yeah,
absolutely. Open Line Thursday.
Well, that's true.
But Jay, how do you wake up thinking about the pumpkin spice guy? Like, what pops in your head?
Is his name Stan?
Every time I watch you guys or listen to you, I always think about him.
That's so sad.
You guys joned on him, and did you get him fired or did he quit?
We didn't get anybody fired.
I think he retired.
We want everybody to be employed.
Yeah, we're not into getting people fired. That's not our bit.
I'm not saying that you canceled him, but you joned on him hard.
That's possible.
I never heard
we
of anyone.
Joned on each other. It's just the way it is.
He liked the attention.
I mean, who would want a pumpkin spice latte right about now?
I found it.
Yeah.
Traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Good news in Maryland, Southbound 95. The construction pumpkins back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for the great taste of a pumpkin coffee, latte, muffin, or donut. Try a new Halloween pumpkin donut or a new pumpkin creme brulee latte today.
America you couldn't say anything.
Participation may vary.
Who was that guy? What was his name?
The latest traffic more often to know.
What was that? Stan Thomas or something?
I remember vaguely, but I never can. You know, I take my cans off. I don't listen.
Please, never lose that clip. Ever. ever.
I mean, we have clips like that. We're terrible, and I said turtoys or whatever.
Kremberly. Oh, my God.
But, wow.
That's
that guy, you know, with a voice like that, you'd think he'd be sophisticated.
I know.
Kremberly.
What is he talking about?
I love it. I could listen to that all day.
Then he liked the attention, so this was one of his following.
Okay.
Traffic brought to you by, are you kidding me? Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
He liked the attention.
He doesn't know how to say Dunkin'.
Hey, Valdez, is there any chance you can find the clip of the interview with Gina Gershon?
It's on the replay.
It's on the replay.
I know, but it's only her saying, I'm a loser, like the lead up.
She also says, decimate it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I would have to go through like reels.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Those are some old clips.
All right, coming up next, the NBA is returning tonight.
Can't wait.
You have two games, 5 p.m. The coverage begins on TNT for Jazz Pelis, which I believe tips off at 6:30, and then you got Lakers Clippers after that. We're going to talk to NBA on TNT reporter Jared Greenberg next here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You're going to follow along on your TV. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Jared Greenberg, NBA on TNT reporter. TNT, the exclusive home of tonight's NBA season restart, with coverage beginning at 5 Eastern, ahead of Jazz Pelly's, which tips off at 6:30. Then you got Lakers Clippers at 9. Good morning, Jared. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
I was just perusing your Twitter, and I think it was a link to Instagram. I saw your setup there. You're in the bubble. You got your hotel room. It doesn't look like you have much. You just got a mic. You got your you got your lighting.
He's got Spartan accommodations.
That's all you need.
I can't believe you guys didn't want me on video here. I mean, I was all ready for you.
Yeah, let's
do it. We should set it up.
Yeah, we should have. Who cares? For sure.
So give us an idea of what the bubble is actually like. Like, how often do you actually see the players? How much interaction are you having with the teams at all, if any?
So it's a little unusual for me. I'm not yet at the 24-hour mark of even being allowed outside of my room. Yesterday at noon concluded my 7 days of quarantine. So for the first 7 days, I literally was in my room except for once a day to take a 2-minute and 46-second walk to go get tested, and then walk back as slow as possible to my room, trying to stretch that out to about 3 minutes.
Wow.
So I'm in my
room. So essentially you were in prison. You were in prison.
Well, I think nicer accommodations than prison.
Yeah, all right, slightly.
Accommodations, and the food wasn't probably as bad as it was. And plus I had TV, and really the saving grace for this whole thing for me, because I'm just, I'm salivating for hoops, is that all these scrimmages were on. So I can tell you about the 14th and 15th man on every team in the NBA, because I've watched every second of these scrimmages right now. But no, I mean, so yesterday I got released. Somebody knocked on my door. Usually when you get a knock on the door in the bubble, it's bad news, because that would typically mean that somebody's telling you you got a positive test. So my knock on the door was a good one. They handed me my credential and said, "You're free, young lad, to go roam." So yesterday I made it out, and I made it out just in time to go to Lakers practice. And it really is cool. Like, when you go to the convention center area on our campus here at Coronado Springs, where they've set up all the practice areas in ballrooms. And then also in that convention center is team meal rooms and team meeting rooms. Plus, like, they have like an X-ray room if anybody needs an X-ray, if you want to get your knee checked out. And they have a massive exhibition hall with all of the shipping and packages that go there. So yesterday I was there for Lakers, and, you saw some guys trickling in from like the Memphis Grizzlies and some other teams that just happened to be there getting ready or leaving practice or coming. I saw some guys from the Miami Heat. So, it's a wild campus environment. They're trying to keep the players kind of isolated. There are a lot of strict areas where only the players can go. So even though I'm in the quote-unquote bubble on the campus, I can't totally go completely everywhere.
I'm still just thrown by being stuck in a room. I don't care how fancy the resort is. The nicest suite in Vegas.
I would go batty.
The Tiger Woods suite on the top floor. I would go nutty. That is like being in prison.
Let me tell you this. It is not the Tiger Woods suite in Vegas.
Right.
Well, Jared, let me ask you this. I know you said you had to stay there for 7 days. If you actually left, was there someone monitoring whether or not you left your room and they would order you back in? How does that work?
Right. So I don't, truth be told, there's a lot of security here, and it's a combination of NBA security, which I'm sure if you guys have been to Wizards games, I don't know if you realize this, but like the Wizards have their own security. And then the NBA also has security at every event they do. And a lot of times you don't even know who it is. So I'm not, I'm familiar with, going to a lot of arenas, who these guys are, but like, I'm not always totally sure. but also there's a lot of Disney security. And the way our credentialing process works, I probably can't get too deep into it, but I had certain identification tags on me, if you will, that mm-hmm. would have let them know that if they saw that I wasn't walking to and from the testing site, that they would know that I would have an issue. And just to clear something up too, because I know there's a lot of confusion about this. So like all along the perimeter of our campus here is security again to make sure nobody gets on, and yeah. nobody's stopping you. And this is clear. Like we get a lot of, you know, documents from the league telling us about the rules and everything. No one's stopping anyone from leaving the campus. Like I could totally walk out of my room right now, walk out the front gates, and nobody would stop me.
Right.
And that goes for players too. Like if LeBron, if you know, whoever, you know, on the Wizards said, "Hey, I'm walking out," they let you leave. The issue is you try and come back.
Yeah.
And right. that's when you get stopped, and that's when they say, "All right, what were you doing out? Why were you out? Why didn't you get permission? Or if you did have permission, you know, what, let's talk about it." And then you have to go through a quarantine process again and more extensive testing.
So you mentioned the ballroom and the practice courts. And I've heard it's like watching, like going to an AAU tournament, that they're all in these different yeah. courts. But how many different courts are they using for the actual games?
Three. So,
okay.
And those are off campus from where we are here. So, you know, essentially, I don't think they let the players walk to the practices here, but essentially they can walk to the practices here. But once we start games tonight, there are three separate arenas. And I don't know if you guys have checked out the scrimmages at all that have taken place over the last week. But from a TV standpoint, you can't tell the difference between any of the arenas. It's really cool how they've set it up where it all looks the same. And like I said, because I've not been, you know, out and about yet today, actually in a couple of hours, will be my first trip over to the ESPN Wide World of Sports campus to go see those arenas. Two of the arenas will be the arenas that are used for either TNT, ESPN, or ABC games. And then the other arena will be exclusively used for when games are only on local television.
Well, you've got, it's like Christmas morning today, yeah. especially if you're a big NBA fan, because it's back and you got two games. You got Utah and the Pelicans 6:30, and then of course you got the Clippers Lakers 9:00. Let's start with that later game. Obviously, all eyes are on LeBron and the Lakers. They're one of the favorites, certainly the favorites to win the West. Clippers right there next to them. Give us an update on Anthony Davis. I know he had that eye injury. Is he expected yeah. to play tonight?
Yeah, so he said he's going to play. You know, he tried to use some goggles yesterday, and it's funny. I was just looking. LeBron just posted on Instagram that they put a side-by-side up of Anthony Davis with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because he's kind of got the hair going and got the beard, and then he's got the goggles on. But Anthony Davis said he's likely not to wear those goggles tonight in the game because he just is not comfortable to him yet. But the reason why he was held out of practice on Tuesday was because he did have some light sensitivity, and the doctors wanted to be extra cautious with him. So he expects to play. He needed to get final clearance from the doctors, but he said he expects to play tonight.
I don't know. I was just thinking about like the motivation of the players heading into this. And it's a lot yeah. to ask these guys to go hang out in a hotel room by themselves. You can't leave. You can't see your family.
It's lost that Jared to do it.
Yeah, Jared's got to do it. I mean, he's calling the games. But these guys could have easily opted out and said, "I'm done. I got money. I don't need to deal yeah. with this." So, and I kind of question the motivation of some of the players, especially the lower level teams, you know, the Brooklyn Nets of the world.
Yeah.
But I don't know, for the guys like LeBron, they want the ring. I don't care how you get it. I don't care, you know, the hurdles you have to jump over. They want this ring. So I got to think the motivation, especially for the superstars, is there.
Right. You know, one thing that, you know, not to get too serious on you guys here, but something that I think we often forget in covering sports is that these guys are still human beings. They may be very wealthy human beings. They may be very well taken care of human beings. But they're still human beings. And to your point, you know, I've thought a lot about this, and I quite frankly think that this conversation that we're having about this is going to linger, because there's going to be things that pop up here that can be covered up by regular day life in your quote unquote normal world, going home to your wife or going home to your parents. If a lot of players still live with their parents, you know, or the parents have moved in with them, whatever it is. And issues that pop up that, like, when dudes are here on their second and third month, are they going to be like, oh yeah, I'm really bought into this. And that's, I'll be honest with you, like the whole Lou Williams situation that popped up, the thing that surprised me with that the most was that, you know, if I was going to bet what teams were going to have an issue with something like that, I would have bet it would have been, like you said, one of these teams that either is only going to play eight regular season games and then go home, or a team that knows that even if they do make the playoffs, they got no shot to even advance. And they're not talking championship. So that's what kind of surprised me the most about the, you know, what happened with Lou Williams, because he's on the Clippers, and I think they got a great shot to win the whole thing.
Talking to Jared Greenberg, NBA on TNT reporter, TNT's exclusive home of tonight's NBA season restart. You can check it out starting at 5 o'clock ahead of Jazz Pelly's. Then you got Lakers Clippers at 9 p.m. Let's talk about the Western Conference. So Lakers and Clippers are the favorites. Do you have a sleeper team? Like, I could see, you know, people talk about the Rockets a little bit, but they've kind of slept on them as a championship contender. But I could see them getting hot and going on a run.
Yeah, I think the issue that most people have with the Rockets, and I'd like to see them prove, is that, you know, Russell Westbrook and James Harden, well, not only are they small, but Russell Westbrook and James Harden historically each have their struggles when it comes to the playoffs. You know, Russell Westbrook, say what you want about him, but without Kevin Durant on his team, you know, he very rarely wins playoff series, right? And James Harden certainly has gone to the conference finals, but his numbers in some of these playoff series have been head scratching. And then the whole small factor, you're right. Like, to me, you know, not to get too deep into it, but I have an issue with a team who arguably their most important player is their third best player in PJ Tucker, who is great at what he does, but he's like a 6'4", 6'5" center right now. And if he gets in foul trouble or if he gets hurt, then they're totally done, because they've got nobody to fill his shoes. And every other team we're talking about, if something happens to the superstar, that team is done. Like, you know, the Clippers tonight are going to be without arguably their third and fourth best player. But they still got a really good shot to beat the Lakers tonight. They still got a really good shot to win the championship. You know, if something happens to LeBron, the Lakers are done. With the Rockets, if something happens to their third most important player, they're done.
Yeah. I was just reading, since they switched to the small ball, they've been out-rebounded by 9.7 per game. So if they're not hitting shots, they're not getting second shots. You know what I mean? So, and that's what you worried about with Harden. I mean, we haven't seen him shoot since March. So, I mean, he could come out.
And in March, he was shooting about 25% from three.
Right. So you really have no idea how he's going to come out of the gates.
Right. There's no question. And listen, he's transformed his body. I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures on social media. He put in a lot of hard work during the stoppage, and I give him credit for that. And hopefully, you know, maybe that has something to do with why he kind of falls off a cliff in the playoffs, because his body is just done. So maybe this restart will be good for him. But I got to see it to believe it.
Jared, in the early matchup tonight, do you think Zion takes the court? He had to miss 12 days for a family emergency, so he was out of the bubble for a bit. Does he take the court early tonight against the Jazz?
If I had a guess, and totally a guess because they're calling him a game-time decision, I would say he plays. And if it's simply like a is-he-in-shape issue because he didn't get a chance to play in the scrimmages, I get that they're worried about his body, and I guess if you're technically, you know, not in the, and not even that he's out of shape, because I don't, again, just like Harden, if you've seen the pictures, he's done an incredible job of taking care of his body over the stoppage. But just like, you know, professional athletes are fine-tuned athletes. Like, they certainly need to ramp up to things. You can't just throw them in and hope that they're not going to have a higher risk of injury. I would hope that they would throw him out there, with that said, and maybe just limit his minutes and monitor him and see how he's doing. But man, it would suck for us. You know, we had the Pelicans opening night back in October against the Raptors, and Zion missed that because of his knee injury. And then we throw him on the restart opener, and he's questionable heading in, you know, with about 10 hours to go before the game. So I hope he goes.
And he's certainly not a star, but Lonzo Ball's been playing better, right? It's been a while since we've seen him. He was shooting a lot better from beyond the arc.
Yeah, he's totally transformed his game. And, you know, I don't know if he'll ever be an all-star in this league, but I think he's shown that he could certainly be a really good player and a really good defender, really good ball distributor. And he's gotten better with his shot. And I think, too, he's gotten smarter with his shot, you know, when to take it. I think that's been really good. But the coaching staff has worked well with him. If you're going to watch anybody on this team, though, you got to pay attention to Brandon Ingram, man. He's going to win Most Improved Player of the Year. He has been a stud this year.
Hmm. Yeah, Jared, you're probably not a gambler, but I am. And the Jazz.
What makes
are,
you say that? Why do you assume that I'm not?
Okay, I hope you are, because you're a better person if you are. But the Utah Jazz, hey, it is a warped world. Mm-hmm. The Utah Jazz are +2.5 tonight. All right, so the dog tonight. We don't even know if Zion's going to play, or what the motivation is going to be. The Jazz, you know, I mean, they got a shot. I mean, they're not going to beat the Lakers, of course, but they got a shot certainly to make the conference finals. I would think they're pretty good. What do you think about that number?
Well, I would imagine that number moves either way. If Zion plays, you know, it goes up, and if the Jazz if Zion doesn't play, then probably a pick 'em, right?
Yeah, probably. But I just like the Jazz, and then the Clippers Lakers. It's 4.5, and you said Davis is going to play, so
right.
And then the Clippers lost a few players, so right. I kind of like the Lakers tonight.
Jared, I'm curious on a different front. Before you got, you know, before you started doing NBA on TNT, before you're on the NBA channel, if you go back, I was reading about it, you called a ton of games at Hofstra, right? That's where you started. Who was best player on either Hofstra's football team or basketball team? Is there one name that we would know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So my freshman year at Hofstra, we had more guys in NFL training camps than Notre Dame did.
Wow, it's impressive.
And we don't even have football anymore there. It's a shame. But no, so I went to school. I was in the same class as Marcus Colston on the Saints and Willie Colon, who won some Super Bowls with the Steelers and played with the Jets.
He had some ballers.
Yeah, and you know, in terms of basketball, I missed Speedy Claxton by a year.
Yeah.
But we also had this kid, Charles Jenkins, who played in the NBA, we had a couple of guys. And there's a guy in the Jazz. There's your Utah Jazz, your sleeper team. We got a guy on Hofstra on the Jazz right now.
Nice. Look at that. Some Hofstra pride.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun to watch. And I probably won't make the entire Clippers-Lakers game. I'm too old. I go to sleep early. But I'm going to watch that 6:30 game, no doubt.
If I paid you, could you watch it? Because I'm on the late game. I need ratings here, buddy.
Okay. You know what?
Eyeballs.
I'll just keep it on, and I'll just go to sleep. Yeah, the TV will still be on.
That'll work.
Jared, man, appreciate the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Stay safe and enjoy.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man. Next time on the Zoom, in your shorts and the whole nine.
Oh, I don't wear shorts. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay. Thank you, pal.
Good stuff.
NBA on TNT reporter. You can check it out starting tonight at 5 p.m. That's when the coverage of the NBA's return. Yeah, and you know TNT, they're just, as Jason would say, crossing their fingers that Zion's on the court tonight.
They need and want him on the court. Something tells me he's going to play.
Coming up a little bit later in the program, coming up at 9, Brian Lawton's going to join us, NHL Network analyst. Of course, the Caps had an exhibition game yesterday. All Ovi did was score two more goals because that's what he does. But the Caps are about to start real action as they get ready for the playoffs. So we'll talk to Brian Lawton coming up at 9 here on the Junkies.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brian Lawton is going to join us at 9 a.m. to talk about the return of the NHL. Caps were back on the ice yesterday. They get a win in their exhibition opener and closer. They're only having one game before they drop the puck for real next week. They took care of the Hurricanes yesterday, so good to see the Caps back on the ice.
Did you get sized when you were watching, Cakes?
Of course, it's great. It's great to see them back on the ice and doing Washington Capitals things and Ovi scoring twice.
Yeah.
And Holtby playing pretty well. I mean, you're going to have to rely on Holtby the whole way now with no Samsonov. And, I mean, I would guess Holtby would have been leaned on heavily anyway, but it's nice to have the backup there. But Samsonov not in the bubble, not in Toronto.
I know I'm running the risk of just completely annoying people, but just, you know, we can add this to the list. But I'm enjoying the Premier Lacrosse League more than any other sport right now. And I know I'm a geeky lacrosse guy, but, you know, it's like the World Cup, Jason. It's like the Olympics. They're playing 20 games in 16 days. They're the best players in the world. The NBC production values are amazing. And, you know, there are a couple games each day. And I just love it. Like, when I'm watching the Nats, I'm still, like, I'm just so tilted by all the empty seats. It's just throwing me a little bit.
Yeah.
The NBA is better. I might have even enjoyed some of the NBA more than I have the baseball so far. Watching Max yesterday was awesome. I watched probably about 6 innings of that.
I mean, he was pitching yesterday like it was Game 7 of the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, he was digging deep.
Well, he knows he needed a win. He knows they're desperate.
It was kind of a must win. I mean, yeah. FP talked about it. I mean, mathematically, obviously not. But you start out 1-5.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big hill.
It's a big hole. Of the season.
And, you know, I wasn't the only one that thought this. Several people tweeted me this, too, if you want to follow on Twitter, EB Junkies. I thought, man, this would be a game. I know you're going to mock this, but this would be a game where I wouldn't even mind seeing Max hit because he's such a grinder. They weren't getting any hits. I know this guy's a beast, this young pitcher. But, you know, there's some of these rules. You mentioned earlier the three batter deal.
Yep.
It's so tilting. I'd like seeing some of these guys. I've said it all along. I know I get mocked for it. I like seeing Max hit. So I kind of miss that.
I'll tell you what. The Jordan Romano kid who pitched, he came out of the pen for the Blue Jays. He's the guy who takes that kind of crazy dip. It's almost like he does a squat before he throws the ball.
Oh, yeah.
He was throwing 99, and the ball was moving. I mean, I just can't imagine. Those guys, I mean, obviously they're kind of behind the eight ball anyway because they had a short spring training, and so the pitchers have the advantage here early. But, man, how are you hitting that?
I don't know.
You just stick your bat out there and just hope you catch a piece of it. I mean, you're just grass. You're flailing.
I mean, they struggled. They did. They struggled.
Their reactions are so sick, their reaction times. I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah. Their hands are so quick. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's weird. They at least they got the dub. I mean, they needed to get to go to the extra innings and have sort of the gimmick there, right? To jumpstart them a little bit. But they got
Eric,
it. So
Eric Fetty goes today at 4.
Right, because Strauss still has a little bit of pain in his hand. They said. And what's interesting about it is it's a little bit against what we thought.
So it's kind of the old Strassi coming back?
Well, no. I'm not blaming Strauss at all. And in fact, I respect the Nats. I really do. And we know Mike. But I really respect them. That they're not going to just burn up players. And we thought, you know what? In a shortened season, they might push a guy early, you know, because they need to get these important wins.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're still going to – it's a player for – I have to say – it certainly appears to be player first.
Mike Rizzo values his players and their long-term health. We know
he's
that
not just going to burn them up to get eke out an extra win or two if it could potentially cause some longer-term damage. So yeah. I have a lot of respect for the way the Nats treat their players.
And the pitching hadn't been the problem anyway.
Yeah.
You know, defense has. Offense obviously has. But pitching has not been the problem. Fetty pitched pretty well in that first start. Austin Voth, he pitched pretty well in his start. Max was good yesterday, so it's just about the offense. They need to score runs.
Somebody pointed out, I wasn't aware, but that Rendon in his first at bat hit a 2-run bomb.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know if that's true.
He did.
He did. Would have been nice to have that bat, Cakes. Couldn't they sold it up? Apartment complex or something?
You knew he wasn't going to get paid. Not here. Yeah. He was going to get paid somewhere. It wasn't going to be here.
How's Bryce done in his start?
He hit one bomb, I think. Hell, they haven't played the last two nights because they had those games canceled. I think he's just okay.
I'm so glad we don't have that poser.
I feel like Rendon's definitely he's not one of those guys that's going to sign like a big free agent contract and feel like the burden and the weight.
Oh, he doesn't care, right?
He's just going to be consistent.
Yeah. Yeah, totally unjaded. Not jaded. Whatever the phrase is. Yeah. Yeah, I would have loved to have had that dude.
Right now, the Nats.
What did Keboom do? Because he didn't play.
One for three with a walk.
One for three.
He had that huge walk in the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
He battled too. He fouled off a bunch of pitches off of Yamaguchi. Christy Yamaguchi was pitching. But that was you were talking about the three batter minimum last night was one of those situations where a manager is kind of handcuffed into that rule because Yamaguchi comes in, walks the first two batters.
Right.
Well, what are you laughing about?
I'm just laughing at your Christy Yamaguchi thing.
Christy Yamaguchi, right. Yeah. Well, he was throwing. So I guarantee you Christy Yamaguchi would have thrown more strikes.
What was it? What's his name? Like Sean or something? Or what is it? What's his name?
The pitcher?
Yeah, Yamaguchi.
Shun Yamaguchi.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so he walked the first two batters. He walks Kiboom. He walks Stevenson. Has to stay in for that third. Now, he struck out Robles. But, you know, maybe in the old rule, maybe Montoyo has to take him out. But he didn't.
All right, coming up next, we will talk some hockey. Caps had an exhibition game yesterday, which they won 3-2. Ovi scored a couple of goals. They're going to have real games coming up here very shortly. Brian Lawton is an NHL Network analyst. He'll join us next here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.